My next guest, Dr. Constance Vincent, is the author of the new book, Not Going Gently, A Psychologist Fights Back Against Alzheimer's for Her Mother and Perhaps Herself, the story of what she learned in her mother's struggle with Alzheimer's. Dr. Constance, great having you here.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be here.
Yeah, this what did your mother go through exactly as she was getting Alzheimer's?
She started off with what's called mild cognitive impairment, and I thought at the beginning that she just wasn't paying attention, and I was encouraging her to try harder to focus because it's harder to put things into short-term memory as you get older. But with time, I realized that she really was not capable of doing that any longer.
And now, how old was she when things began to go?
She was about 85 at that time, and my father had just passed away at the age of 87 with vascular dementia. So I kind of have it on both sides of the family there.
85, that's a pretty good age to maintain your mental health until then, is it not?
She did quite well until then, and that is fairly typical because that's about when almost 50% of the people have some form of dementia at that time, by that time.
Now, what happens when you discover this? How did you respond to your mother's illness?
Well, I tried to spend as much time with her as I could, but it was difficult because she was already living in Nevada and I live in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she was living with my brother when my father passed away. And we thought that would work out. That was actually the arrangement my father had made. But my brother's a medical doctor and was single and no children. And so she was alone a great deal of the time. So he put her into a memory care facility. Actually, it was only assisted living to begin with. But then she had a couple of setbacks that I describe in the book that were fairly serious. And that quickly dropped her into memory care unit and later into the nursing care, full-time nursing care, where she is now at the age of over 95.
Oh, wow, so it's been over 10 years now.
It's been a long time.
How is her memory now, then?
In the last couple of times I've seen her, I think finally she doesn't quite know who I am, and she's not really talking very much. So she's in a state now that's at the last part of this, and she spends most of her time either sleeping in bed or in a wheelchair. She's broken a hip.
And seeing this with your mother, how concerned are you for your own mind in the future?
Well, you know, like any other person that's getting a little older, I worry when I don't remember something. I'm checking my memory if I forget a word or something. You know, I think we all tend to say, in fact, I hear this so often from people, you know, well, what if it's Alzheimer's? And so I began to, of course, do research to see, you know, what is the difference? What's normal aging? What can I expect? Mm-hmm. And what would be the signs if I were going to condemn with Alzheimer's? So that led to a lot of the research in my book. And
now, the book, by the way, difference. The book is titled Not Going Gently, brand new book, Not Going Gently. It's Dr. Constance Vincent. So when you say not going gently, what does that involve? How do you not go gently?
Well, what I'm talking about, Michael, is that we have to take charge of our own health, and our own solutions, and we have to actually to do things that while we are capable, while we do not have any symptoms, that start right away.
So are you taking preventive
measures.
What are you doing for yourself right now, then?
All right. Well, the subtitle of my book is A Psychologist Fights Back Against Alzheimer's for Her Mother and Perhaps Herself. And so the things that I'm doing right now, I do things in terms of individual prevention, which includes exercise, diet, enough sleeping, and brain stimulation in terms of learning new things and building new neurons in the brain, because the brain is plastic and can continue to build neurons while we're alive. So that's what I work on. And then I'm working in the second area of planning, making plans with my family while I can do that, because family planning becomes very, very important. The idea of sharing responsibility and cooperation and communication. There are a lot of things I talk about on that.
You say while you can do that, are you anticipating some kind of memory problems for yourself then in the future then?
I'm not anticipating it, no, although I did join a research study at the at University of California in San Francisco. They were looking for participants, and they need people who have normal memory changes with age mm-hmm. and people who possibly have Alzheimer's. And so I went through the program. I went through the interviews there, mm-hmm. and I described that in the book, too, what that's like and what kinds of things that they're looking for.
And have you had tests, memory tests so far to see how your memory is? Or?
I they haven't called me back, Michael, so mm-hmm. I think I'm okay because you come in with a partner and you need to have somebody else that they can call and check. So I've volunteered my husband, and they have called him, I think only once, asked him if he's noticed any changes in my memory.
And
he has not. Not yet.
Right. Hopefully, is his memory good too then?
His may change a little bit before mine. I mean, who knows?
It's a subjective thing. I talked to someone, a doctor, I think over a year ago, but they mentioned coconut oil as potentially helpful. Are you familiar with that in any way?
Some of the research says that that's kind of an internet phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's what they call an epidemiological study. It's been, helpful, I guess, in the individual cases, one or two, I'm not sure how many, mm-hmm. but there's never been a research study done on this with a control group.
Any kind of diet specifically you use now to try to avoid problems with memory?
Yes. I am following, I haven't been eating meat for many years, so it's very easy for me to follow the Mediterranean diet. I do eat chicken and fish, and I eat fish. Salmon usually at least once a week.
Do you believe that red meat is harmful then somehow? Or?
No, I gave it up for other reasons.
Okay.
Kind of more philosophic reasons. But actually, the Mediterranean diet does recommend not eating very much meat.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what? Olive oil, that kind of thing too? Or?
A lot of olive oil, yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of vegetables and
any vitamins,
and
vitamins or herbs you take, anything like that? Or?
I'm taking some, and the research is not real big on the vitamins part of it, mm-hmm. but I find that some of the ones that I take, I can tell a difference with them, and so I recommend those in the book, too.
Okay.
The thing I recommend the highest, though, which with the research really pushes and speaks the best about, the number of studies, is exercise, and I do that religiously every
really?
Day.
Like, what do you
exercise.
Do?
Well, I go to yoga class. Really, I only have time to go once a week now, but my husband and I walk every day for at least a half hour, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Nothing too strenuous, though, it sounds like.
It's not terribly strenuous, but you know, it doesn't have to be. The main thing is if it's consistent and regular and we do it every day. If we have a lovely little pond in our area, we walk around that and
get the blood flowing. Hey, what about brain games? Do you do any particular things to try to get your mind active? Or?
The research doesn't support the games so much. What it does talk about, though, is learning a new skill, learning something that excites you, something that will stimulate you to want to learn and read more.
Maybe an art or something.
You have to take up art, take up a musical instrument. Hmm. Find a purpose, because I think as we get older, you know, we're done with school, we're done with work. It's so easy to just drift into reading for pleasure and watching television and going to a movie.
You get kind of stagnant almost. No question about it. It's Dr. Constance Vincent, the book Not Going Gently, a psychologist fights back against Alzheimer's for her mother and perhaps herself. Dr. Vincent, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michael. Yep.